Pat Folk Stadium. We're ready to kick off. It looks like the Blackshirts won the toss and are deferring to the second half. They are kicking off. And this is known as the Hall of Fame game. Before the game, they did their Hall of Fame induction, and they'll be announced at halftime. Looks like there's special seating for the Hall of Famers and their families. And I'm trying to get a jersey number for who's kicking off for the Blackshirts. Back to receive is Marcus Cotton Sharp, number 22. And I believe that's number 8, Hamir Clayton Brown, for the Red Knights. So you got a number on that kicker, Johnny?
I think it's number 4, but I'll double-check here for you. I was watching him boot some pretty
That would be Christopher
stuff.
Lemus. Yep. Yes. I would have to say that's Chris. Yep.
Yep, there it is.
So Christopher Lemus, the senior, the 5'9", 160-pound senior, will kick off for the Shirts. Again, red pants, white jerseys, black numbers and sleeves, and black helmet, looking like the former Ottawa Rough Riders, now the Red Blacks of the Canadian Football League. Here goes the kick. And it's going to be, oh, it's dropped about the 20. And it's picked up. Oh, good tackle. It was Dwayne James, actually, with the return. And that looked like Ben Jimenez with the tackle.
It was. He hit him hard, Don.
Yep, Ben Jimenez gets credit for the tackle. A really great stop because it looked like he had a little room. So good job by Ben getting out, out there. So ball, 22-yard line, first and 10. For the Knights, and we got a shotgun formation, a pistol, actually, the run running back. Flanker right, twins left. Oh, they do a reverse, ball's dropped. And, he's got some space. He's got a lot of room now. And Evan Stout, last guy to get him, can't get there. He was stumbling, so first play from scrimmage is a touchdown. So a big start for the Red Knights. Darius Raming, the senior. Wow. That was from the flanker position on a reverse. The snap was fumbled, so we thought hopefully a broken play, but the blocking stayed true. They recovered the ball nicely. And so just a big missed opportunity for a tackle for a short loss, for short game, maybe even a loss, turns into a 68-yard scamper.
He really took off when he got some, he got some room in front of him.
Yeah, 78-yard scamper.
That was a heck of a run.
So, extra point by number 19, Jeremy Knight, one of the captains, a senior. Perdzak on the hold. Long time in the snap. Comes in. The kick. And it's no good. Was it not high enough, Johnny? I thought it went through.
I think it went off to the left, Don.
It was wide left, so. Good news is they miss the extra point. The bad news is on the very first play of the game, the Red Knights go 78 yards for the opening touchdown with 11:40 left in the first quarter. And we're going to stick around here to get our bearings. Normally we'd go to a break, but we're also going to get our bearings straight along with the Blackshirt team. The return team comes out. And hopefully we can answer with a big score here. Playing a natural turf tonight, so a slower field than the Blackshirts are used to. Most of the fields we play on are the artificial. So back to receive for the Blackshirts. I believe that's, what are these numbers, Johnny?
Who are you looking for, boss?
Who's back to receive? Two guys. Knight is kicking for the Knights.
Oh, hang on here. Number 11, Zarius DeWalt.
And Zarius DeWalt, yep, the general.
Can't
okay.
Can't quite see the other fella.
Tyler Thrill Williams, the senior. Good. So good crew there, back to receive. Ball being kicked off from the 40 again. A kickoff and then a run. Only two plays, and it's a 6-0 game. Oh, a short kick fielded by Jimenez, and he's going to be tackled at the 41-yard line. That was number 14, Brandon Urquhart, the senior. So here come the Blackshirts, their opening drive of the season. Good field of position just a hair short of the 40, their own 40-yard line. Jimenez is quarterback. We got kind of a trips left formation with Stout split wide. Number one, Cameron Davis, all on his own. Davis, new player, and a flag goes down.
Got him on a penalty.
And who did they get? Was it our guys?
No,
looks like a defense.
Offside.
All right.
So yeah, they jumped offside.
I don't know if that was a design play, but this sophomore, Cameron Davis, is a new player to watch. He's wearing Tack Tadioka's old number one. Referees get together to have a chat here. But, Johnny, who'd you see? They definitely jumped on the Knights line here.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of guys that jumped there. I think the Caden, somebody took a little play out of Aaron Rodgers' candor there.
There you go.
And pulled him off.
Encroachment.
Yep.
So they move the ball to the 45, drawing an encroachment penalty. And Carranza on the snap. He's got Dunlop on his right. Hands it off to Dunlop going left here. Nice little play. They got about 4 yards here, just short of the first. So Dunlop was lined up on Carranza's right. Gets the handoff and comes left. Some good blocking up front and gets four good yards.
Yeah.
Nice tackle there by the Knights preventing the first. So a second and one situation here. Ball on the 46-yard line. 11-12 remaining in the opening quarter. And here's another good handoff. Another good hold. Dunlop follows it beautifully. Tackled out of bounds. First down, Blackshirts. So opening drive, first set of downs moves the chain. So that's very encouraging. Darius Romming, who scored the touchdown, was responsible for that tackle. So now we got Twins right, Stout alone on the left in the short field, Dunlop on Carranza's left, Jimenez in the right flank, fumble on the snap.
Miscue.
And it's recovered by the Knights. Number 55 comes up triumphant. Marcel Eland. So a very promising start goes south after a fumble on the snap there. Both players had a hard time getting on top of it. So great field position for the Knights, feeling very encouraged after scoring on the first play of the game on the Blackshirt 49. So we need a real big defensive stand here from our lads. So getting a look at the lineup here, we got Logan Tank Dable lined up over center. Looks like it's kind of a 3-4 defense. On his left, I'm trying to get a view of that number there, Johnny. Is that 67?
I believe it is.
So 67 in... I don't have a number for this guy. So it's Perdzak in the shotgun and the pistol formation. Another motion. This is going right up the middle now to the tailback. He's got some good yards, but good job hanging on there. That was Anthony Dzinski with help. A 4-yard gain there.
Black
right at the 45.
Swarmed right to him there when they saw that guy.
They sure did.
The
decent
middle.
Hole up the middle, but great recognition by the secondary and the linebackers there.
Yes, sir. Look good.
So Perdzak looks like he's in a safety spot along with Stout, if I got the number right here. All right, so again, another shotgun formation. Second and five, 10-21. Knights with the ball. Another handoff. This time they get him right at the line. Very short gain. Great job. Number 11, the General, Zayas DeWalt. He sniffed that out beautifully from the corner spot.
Yep. There was no fooling him there.
So they're calling it no gain. They actually gave him kind of the backward progress. I thought they would have at least given him like 6 inches, but hey, we'll take it. So it's third and six now. 9:53 is your time here. Big, big stand here. Perdzak comes back from the line where he gets a play from the coach. Coach Wiley. So we are, same thing, pistol formation. Really tight, looks like a tight end formation, two flanks. Only one receiver on the right side. So they're going left on the handoff. They sniff it out, and they get him. Tyler Thrill Williams, he almost got out of that scrum.
So,
great play by the tailback getting out of that swarm. And then Tyler Williams does not give up on the play. Tailback is Jameer Clayton Brown, a tall tailback there. Are they going to go for it? Perdzak's coming back into the huddle, so they're going to go for it.
Aye, aye, aye.
9:03 and counting. Fourth and six. Similar formation, only one receiver right. Tight flanks. Looks like a double tight end situation. Number 10 goes in motion left. It's a pitch left. Good outside contain.
Come on.
And they get him. And the Black Shirts will take over on downs. I respect the call on fourth and six because there was some good blocking, but a great job on the outside contain there by the Black Shirts. I'm not sure who that was, but he gets a lot of credit for keeping that in. I don't know who got the tackle there. Did you see that, Johnny?
I think it was number 57.
So, and that's 57. Logan Tank Dable, the all-classic eight senior. So here come the Black Shirts, ball on their own 43. We got a trips left formation. No one on the right. Hand off to Dunlap up the middle. Sniffed out nicely by the Knights. Very short gain, maybe a yard, a very charitable yard they give them here. So it looked like a nice call from the start here. Just couldn't get the blocking that he needed. So they're calling it second and 10. Shotgun formation, Dunlap lined up on Carranza's left. Trips left, no receivers right. This time they give it to, actually, different runner. Oh, good little run there, Dunlap. Oh,
there he goes!
It. He's on his way! Great job!
That was perfect.
Wow. Isaiah Dunlap. Looked like another short gain, and he fought his way through. He broke a tackle. He might have even drawn a face mask there. No call, though, but a 17-yard gain. We'll gladly take that ball on the Red Knights' 37-yard line here. So no passes thrown by Carranza yet. We have a trip left formation. Dunlap on the right. It's going to go to Dunlap again, and this time the Knights are not fooled. Dunlap faced almost a team photo there. Three Knights there to greet him, so, but he does get back to the line of scrimmage, fortunately.
Dunlap.
Marcel Elin, who had the fumble recover earlier, made the tackle on that. We don't have a name for number six for. So it's second and 10. Again, ball at the 37 here. 7:21 is your time remaining. Black Shirts looking to get on the board, trailing 6-0 after a touchdown on the opening play for the Knights. Carranza back to pass now. He's going long. Oh, there he is. He's got his man.
Wow, it was
and
a beautiful
he's,
play.
Oh, he's at the 1 foot yard line. The sophomore, Cameron Davis, in his first catch of his young career on the varsity. What a zip. Davis had to jump for that, and he brought it in beautifully.
That was a beautiful spiral, Don, and at the end, that he just jumped up and one-armed it, man.
So here we go. This tackle could loom large for the Knights if they can get a stop here or force a field goal. Here it is, and it's going to be Ben Jimenez, I think, coming in. And it's true, and we are tied. Yep, big Ben Jimenez. He didn't like me calling him Gentle Ben, but he looked like the big grizzly on that play, Johnny.
He looked good there.
So at 6:49, we are knotted at 6. And now for the extra point to put us ahead. This is the other kicker, Aiden Urban, the junior, the 6'1", 162-pound junior, looking to give the Blackshirts the lead. And so credit to the Blackshirts. That could be so debilitating, giving up a touchdown in the opening play.
Yeah, yeah.
Brings them back to their classic eight history. Up, oh, tough snap. Fielded nicely. Kick is up. And it is true. Great job by the holder.
Did you see how high that was?
That was yeah.
Wow.
No doubt. That was a great shot. So, Blackshirts return the favor thanks to a setup by a big run by Dunlap, and a beautiful pass, probably a good 30-yard pass from Carranza to the sophomore Cameron Davis. So we're going to take a quick break now before the kickoff with the Blackshirts leading 7-6, 6:49 remaining in the first quarter. This is the Blackshirt Football Radio Network.
Beginnings.
what keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
The kickoff. It's a short one by Chris Lemus. The ball's on the ground. No one's gotten to it yet for the Knights. And it looks like South recovers. Let's see what the refs on. Yes! A big recovery.
Right on.
Who was that?
It's on the 10-yard line. Holy
who's the
cow.
I see number 87. The sophomore, Aiden Lenz, on that. So it was probably a 25, 30-yard kick. Ball is spotted right now at the 18-yard line of the Knights. So big play. Talk about a turnaround of events here. Only 1 second came off the clock. So we got Twins right, Stouts alone on the left. Hand off to Dunlap. Nice-looking tackle there at the front. Robert Harper and Jonte Watt combining on that tackle, but he did get, looks like a couple yards there. So second and eight. Ball about the 16, clock rolling, 6:29 and counting here. We got Twins right, Stouts all alone on the wide left. Dunlap on Carranza's left. The snap, Carranza back to pass. He rolls right. Oh, he's got Davis alone in the flat for about a 2 or 3 yard gain. He was looking for Stout downfield. It looked like he was well covered. Good job by the Knights secondary. So it now makes it third and five. Good poise by Carranza getting out of the pocket. And he hits his safety outlet there, the sophomore, Cameron Davis. So same formation, Twins right. Stout wide left all alone. Dunlap on Carranza's left here. Big third down and seven play here. Third and six. Here's the snap. Carranza under pressure. He's got to run out of there. He gets maybe a yard, but credit for not getting sacked.
Yeah.
They came in. There was some, the outside linebacker there came in unmolested.
Yeah, Carranza's in right. Trouble, and he made a good decision there, and he took off.
So are we maybe going for a field goal here? Lemus is holding. Nope. Different holder. Lemus is going to kick. They're going to go for the field goal, and I respect that. Good time to try this. 5:14. And counting here, fourth and seven. Some confusion here. Okay, Lyman comes in. Lemus lines it up, 5:03 and counting. The snap, the hold, the kick. And it looks like it's going to make it through. No, it's wide right, I believe.
Went wide left. Now.
Wide left. I got to get my eyes checked.
I can't believe the height that guy is getting.
He had
on
plenty
that
of height, plenty of leg, but just a little wide to the left. So the Knights will take over at their own 20-yard line with the miss.
That was a very interesting series here. It looks like Will
sure
was showing his muscle with the running game. He's definitely punching it in there.
He is, and I respect the call. It's good to work on that leg. Not always a makeable field goal. It certainly had the height and the distance, so. So here come the Knights. Again, kind of a tight jumbo package here. Pistol formation, one receiver right. It's going to get handed off to the middle there.
No place to go.
Sniffed out beautifully. About a 3 yard gain there. Another carry for Jameer Clayton Brown, the senior. So, Blackshirts, except for the one play, have done a decent job against the Red Knight running game. And they haven't tried a single pass yet, if I remember correctly, Johnny.
That is correct.
With 4:23 and counting.
Yep.
Blackshirts looking to protect a 7-6 lead and hopefully get the ball back and maybe add some more to it. And fake handoff's going to pass. Trouble. And he's sacking. The ball's loose. It looks like it's recovered by the Knights. But a big loss of yardage, at least five there. Woo-hoo. Corey Brown with the recovery for the Knights. A big recovery. Who got the sack on that, Johnny? It came from the right.
Landon Lutke. He was all over him, man.
Who was that?
Lutke.
Another new name
68,
here.
68, Landon.
Landon Lukey, another sophomore.
He just scared him. He was on him so fast, man.
There were a couple bodies in there, in pursuit. So big credit to the Blackshirt defense here, forcing a third and a long 15 here. And again, you're deep in your own territory, so I think it's either a short pass or a running play. Same formation, single receiver right, a bunch formation. It's going to be handed off to 25. Breaks one tackle here. A decent gain, probably about 7 or 8 yards, but that will make it a 4th and 8. That was number 25 coming from a right flank position. Alex Carson, the junior. And there will be a special teams change, so fortunately the Blackshirts should get the ball back here, barring any fakes. The Knights put on quite a few fakes against the Blackshirts last year, so I hope they're watching this, although they had a very special player, punter, that could do that. Back to punt now for the Knights. Do you got a number there, Johnny?
Hang on just 1 second.
Sure. Two guys back for the Blackshirts. Tough punt. It's short. Blackshirts are going to let it go, and as they should, the ball dies at their own 47-yard line. So good field position again for your Blackshirts. Jeremy Knight was the punter. Same. There is a flag, though. Let's see what this is about. Either way, the Blackshirts should maintain possession. I don't imagine there was a roughing the punter there. There was no pressure on the punt. So let's see. I didn't see where the flag was dropped, Johnny. Did you?
I did not. I was looking for something on the roster sheet here.
Well, they're asking the chain gang to come down. Looks like for now the ball's staying, but 2:23 is your time remaining here in the first quarter. Blackshirts leading the Scarlet Knights 7-6. Thanks to a 1-yard punch in by Ben Jimenez from the quarterback spot. And led by a 17-yard run by Isaiah Dunlop and a beautiful 30-plus yard pass. Hector Carranza to Cameron Davis, number one. So this looks like a personal foul nature because it's gone back. I don't know, it's a 10-yard penalty, so it must be holding. So it's a 32-yard line. So not the worst thing for the Blackshirts, but again, another. I think that's the first penalty of the game for the Blackshirts. Is that right, Johnny?
It is.
So, Twins right, Stouts wound up in a flank position left. Carranza going to pass again. He's going long. Oh, he's got a guy. Perfect. What a catch.
Oh, no.
What are they saying?
Out of bounds.
Oh.
Oh, that was so pretty.
Was that Tyler Williams?
Aye, aye, aye.
He brought it down, but he was out of bounds. Tough break there.
Yeah, what a game.
Carranza's showing his firepower, though.
That was Tyler Williams on the other end of that.
Tyler Thrill Williams made a great pass. And so Hector's leading these guys. They have to stretch out to catch, but that's a better scenario than underthrowing them. And so very encouraged by the passing game.
Hector launched a missile there. That was a good one.
We got Twins left with Williams and Stout. Flanker right, tight to the line. Dunlop now in motion. Snap up. We got a motion. It looks like it's going to go against the Blackshirts.
Yep.
Oh, no, it might be against the defense. I see the Blackshirt coaching staff clapping. Yep, it's going to be a encroachment. So they're doing something to draw these guys off. This is the second time they've done this in the first quarter here.
I think his cadence
is an encouraging sign.
Drawing those guys off. He's got a little head bob there, and he's yelling. I think he's juking them off.
So the ball moves up to the 37 there. So it's a fortunate 2nd and 5. Same formation, Twins left. Carranza back to pass. He's got another guy long, but he's not. He's going for Jimenez. Oh, we got a penalty. There was a hold. That should be against the Red Knights. Jermon Bauman was holding Ben Jimenez. Jimenez couldn't even look up to see the ball.
That was number 3, Watt, I think, on that penalty.
Oh, I thought I saw number 11 there, Johnny, holding Jimenez. Let's see what they're saying. Are the Blackshirts going backwards here now? Maybe it was against us. Maybe it was offensive holding. Let's see.
Well, this ain't good.
So So the indications for us were that it was against the defense, but they're saying it was against the offense. Wow. See, I don't understand that, because I don't even think Jimenez knew that the ball was being thrown, and it looked like he was being held.
That sure did to me.
But I also, Carranza had some other receivers open, and Jimenez was well covered here. So now it's second and
a mile.
You might as well. Second and 20. At the 23-yard line here. So Twins right. Jimenez to pass. Or Hector backed again. He's looking for Williams here. Williams gets the job and a catch. So big catch.
Holy
on a jump.
Wow, that was perfect.
The ball's at the 47-yard line there. So great job. It almost reminds me of one of those corner patterns you see on end zone plays. So black shirts right back at the line here. Twins left in the short field. Flanker right. Dunlap on the left. Fakes a Dunlap. Oh, pass to Williams, incomplete. He's going to fall on it anyway, but it was a forward pass. No dispute there. So.
That play before that, Don, that pass, it took a little while to develop, but boy, it sure did, sure got executed.
And Williams made a great catch on that for sure.
Williams did make a great catch.
One thing going for Carranza is a good receiving crew. So now we got a new player, number 17 on the right. That's Gabriel Lescano. Williams on the right flank, Stout alone on the left. We do have Jimenez on the left flank close to the end there. Dunlap on Lascano's right, second and 10. Williams in motion now, and a flag is being thrown here. Looks like this time it might be the offense. Let's see. Delay of game. Couldn't get the playoff in time. So it's second and 15. And hopefully if the last set of downs was any indication, we converted on that long penalty. This is second and 15. Let's see what we can do here. Twins right. Stout alone on the left. Williams in motion. They fake to Williams. They give it to Dunlap. Dunlap breaks one tackle but can't get past the second. He does get some positive yardage. It's like a three-yard gain, so that'll set up third and 12 here from the Red Knight 49-yard line. 1:20 and counting in the first quarter. A long first quarter here. Seen some great offensive plays here and some good defense. So Twins left with Williams in the flank and Stout in the split. Lescano all alone on the right. Dunlap on Lescano's left. Lescano in motion and another flag. So this is a situation that plagued them last year, if you remember, Johnny. They have this one play set up, and every time someone gets it wrong,
it's like
it begs a question.
It's like, what is going on there?
So instead of third and 12, which is somewhat makeable, it's now a third and 17. So I just think you abandon that play and call something else. So this time it's, Twins left, same thing. Lescano lined up right. Jimenez in a right flank here. Up, tough snap.
Got a fumble, Don.
Yep, I think the black shirts have it, though. Yep, it's recovered. So
that was
fumbled snap.
You know, it's just
the whole team comes in. Carranza gets sacked, but fortunately, Logan Polchert with a big recovery there. Number 54, the senior. So Aiden Urban back to punt for the black shirts. On this 4th and 20, ball at the 42, so. They get the ball back on downs. They got some movement, but just couldn't. The penalties really killed them this series. There was one great pass play there to Williams. And that'll do it for the first quarter. So we'll be going to a break here with the Black Shirts leading the Scarlet Red Knights 7-6 here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network. We'll be right back.
with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z.
Okay, we're back to Pat Polk Stadium as the lights come on here in the press box and out in the field. Aiden Urban back to punt. Boy, he's back probably a good 15 yards. Back to receive, one receiver. And we got something going on. Another whistle here. Ball was snapped. Maybe they weren't ready. I think you got to wait for the refs to signal that. It doesn't look like a penalty, so that's good. Looks like looks like Logan Dable is your long snapper, number 57. And there it is. Whoa, that's a high snap. Yeah, it's over. He's got time, though. Oh, no, he's just going to fall on it. So the Red Knights in a very fortuitous position with the ball at the black shirt 18-yard line. Urban had time maybe to get a kickoff, but I think he did the right thing when in doubt. So much more could have happened there with the Scarlet Knights coming in fast.
Yeah, there was two guys coming on him. Could have been blocked.
So gut check time for the Blackshirts here with 11:55 in the second quarter. And it's the start to these quarters that have been not doing so good for the Blackshirts. So hopefully we can reverse our fortunes right away here. Here come the Knights back on the field. Clayton Brown. The lone, they got a pistol formation here. Twins left, nobody on the right. Now the flanker in motion to the right. Hand off to Clayton Brown, but it's sniffed out nicely by a swarm of black shirts. He does get a decent 3 or 4 yard gain, though. So Gabe Lescano on the lead on that.
Good gang tackling there, Don.
Yep.
Once they slowed him down a little bit, everybody was there.
Sure is. So 2nd and 7 is what they're calling it here. Ball just before the 15-yard line of the Blackshirts here. 11:27 and counting. A very important defensive stand for our Blackshirts here. See if they can force them to a field goal or a turnover on downs. So single receiver right, double tight end. He comes into motion now. It's a reverse play. And they got it sealed up beautifully. A loss of yardage there. Great job by Tyler Williams staying home. There was some good blocking initially by the Knights, but Williams fought through it and the rest of the black shirts. And so that looks like a 2 or 3 yard loss and a 1 yard loss there. Ball spotted at about the 17 or 18. So big play. A reverse is what killed them on that first play from scrimmage to start the game.
Yeah, the black shirts really strung that
one. So they some good coaching up there after giving up that first touchdown. So Cameron Davis comes out. So yeah, no. Now they show it. It's 3rd and 12. Oh, it's a penalty against the Knights. Okay, must have been on the snapper procedure. So. It's now 2nd and 12. Should be 3rd and 12, actually. Second, how do you figure? I guess that last play must not have counted. Well, pistol formation. Runner comes around, handoff. A flag is down, though, so it looks like it's something on the offense. And again, the black shirt's sniffing out beautifully. Might have been a short gain.
They're sniffing that out.
There was something about that formation, the way the guy came off of the flanker position. He came running around, and it might have caused some movement on the line.
Yep.
Or maybe the way he did it just wasn't a legal shift. Yep, so he might have made a forward motion, which may have caused the penalty. But big break here for the black shirts here. 2nd and 17. Ball going all the way back to the 25.
Must be an epidemic down there, Don. Both teams are getting some illegal motion.
Yep. Well, you know, and some of this is expected. First game of the season. Yep. First game out for real. You get some good looks in the scrimmage, but it's not the same ball wax. Great crowd there for the black shirts, filling up that visitor bleachers nicely. Here's the snap. Hand up the middle. Fumble!
Oh,
I think the black shirts
ball.
Have it.
Yep, that's a turnover, dude.
Let's see. Refs haven't confirmed it yet. I thought that was Chris Flowers on that, if he was in there, or Justin Geezy. Yep, black shirts.
What a great
turn. It started out like a nice running play, yeah, like he might have got some yardage there, and someone got a hand on it.
I think Geezy came through there and just popped
Justin Primetime Geezy, so.
Yeah, it popped him hard, dude.
Sure. So, big stand for the black shirt defense here, hanging on to a 7-6 lead here, like a relief pitcher in the wee innings. But there's 10:34 left in the second here. And waiting on Lascano to come out here. So we got Twins left, Lascano alone on the right, Dunlap on Carranza's right, Williams in motion, fumbles, trouble with the snap, but he gets out and he throws it long. Oh, almost has Stout and Lascano there. So kind of a broken play there, and I'd even say a dangerous pass, but
yeah, I would
a good job by Carranza getting out of trouble there.
It'd have been very
Stout
lucky.
Was open. So was Lascano there.
They were.
I'm kind of glad that might have been a collision if that was catchable for both of them. So it's second and 10. And we got, looks like a timeout here, a referee official's timeout, I think. Oh, I think there's a piece of gear. Stout's handing it out. It looked like Ben Jimenez was trying to throw it off the field there, and it didn't make it. It might have been some tape or something, or a wristband. Or Coach Wiltz came out, volunteered to run out. Isn't that something you usually get the grad assistants to do?
Yeah,
or
usually you don't see Wiltz out there.
So I don't know. But he's getting his steps in, you know. He's a young man, but he's got to stay in shape.
Well, he's taking Hector off the field, too, so something wacky happened there.
So Ben Jimenez will get the QBing. Wait, let's see. Who's QBing here? Yeah, Ben Jimenez. Geezy's going to line up in like a...
Hector's not happy. He's going over the equipment guy.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they called it. So Ben Jimenez will take over. He was a starter on that eighth grade team that won the division championship. We got Twins left, single receiver right, which I believe is Carranza on the right. Williams in motion. Tough snap. Jimenez, trouble with it. I don't know if he's got it. I think he hangs on, thankfully. Ball's all the way back at the 11.
Okay, now that's a couple of long snaps there that did not go very well.
They sure did not.
Got to get our guy to settle down there a little bit.
That's Logan Tank Dable, usually very reliable.
Yeah,
but
very consistent.
In his defense, there have been a few right on the spot that have been dropped. So I think it hurts if you hit him in the hands. There we go. Okay, so long third and 20 here, 20-plus. Jimenez, the backup quarterback. He's looking long. He's got a guy. Oh, what a catch.
That was beautiful.
Justin Primetime Geezy. It's just short of a first down, but only by a yard or two. They may go for this. Actually, no, where are they spotting this?
Why would they spot it back there?
I don't understand that.
That's like 5 yards short of where he caught it.
I don't get that either. So the black shirts will punt here because it's a 4th-and-5 situation. Carranza's back now in an up back capacity, so there could be a fake. Lemus is back pretty far here. Another whistle being blown.
Yeah, Wiltz doesn't like something, so he's.
Looks like there's going to be a black shirt timeout. They're first of the game with 9:08 left in the second quarter as the black shirts cling to a 7-6 lead in a series. So I think now. We'll hold off on the break for now while it looks like a quick timeout. But again, I want to recognize another sponsor, Mia's in downtown Waukesha. Some fantastic Italian food. And with Albanese's closing their doors after 40 years, Mia's is your go-to place, I think, for some wonderful Italian cuisine. owner Bo Blask is Chef Alex. They do a wonderful job there. We mentioned the lasagna. There's some seafood pastas there that are also quite lovely. So,
ooh, I'm going to have to try that, Don.
You know, I'm one of those guys, when I go to a restaurant, I got to have my favorite thing on the menu. But for me, as you got to diversify a little, got to check out some new things, bring some friends and family. So Blackshirts punting unit come out after the timeout. They're first of the half. 9:08 is your time remaining. It's been a pretty long first half, a long first quarter. Blackshirts leading 7-6. A short punt, a one-hopper. Lemus there gets it off. A short punt. It's going to take it's going to die there about the 45. And the Red Knight coaching staff is upset. They thought that their guy might have been pushed towards the ball. But no flag is called. So Knights will take over at their own 45. Blackshirt defense out already. Again, looking to protect a 7-6 lead here. And I got to say, although in that scoring drive, that offense executed beautifully, and some heroic plays there.
Yes, sir.
The 17-yard run by Dunlop, the 30-plus-yard pass from Carranza to Cameron Davis. Cameron Davis, the sophomore. 5'7" sophomore. Boy, he looked a lot taller on that catch. So, and here come the Red Knight offense. Another pistol formation with the usual suspects. Perdzak, your starter, your quarterback, and Clayton Brown, your running back. Let's get him around on the left. He's got a nice hole. He's got a break. And Capoletti brings him down there. It's a first down, a 12, 13-yard gain there. He kind of landed wrong there. His foot was stretched out, but he seems okay.
Yeah. Capoletti doesn't make that one-leg tackle. He goes all the
way. It's a touchdown-saving touch tackle there by Vinny Capoletti Mahalos here. So first and 10 at the Blackshirt 41. 8:40 and counting is your time left in the half, first half. And we got a split receiver right. Everything else is a tight end flanker package with Brown in the backfield. It's handed off to him again. Left on right there to
got
sniff him
in
out.
The backfield.
Wow. Justin Primetime Geezy got right in there, got the legs, and he got a good help from Carranza. I think he had a little help there, too, from number 50. I don't have a name for him yet. But a big play after giving up their biggest run other than the touchdown was on that last play. So second and 13, 7:54 and counting is your time in the second quarter here. Same formation as before, a lone split receiver right. Double tight flanker, tight end package here, pistol formation. They fake to Brown. The pass, it's tipped and dropped. Probably a good job dropping it because he was on his knees when he was trying to make the catch there. So that was Alex Carson was the intended receiver there. So third and 13. So I don't know who got the tip on that, Johnny, from the D-line, but that was a big play there.
I didn't see it, but I got to tell you, when he bobbled it at the end, he was on his knees, and Benjamin Jimenez.
Yeah, but
almost
even if he catches it, you're automatically down in high school and college. So,
well, rough.
Yep, so good. But, yeah. Again, another big play.
He was going to steal that thing.
So this time, flanker, it's going to be a flanker. It looks like a half. No, he gets tackled by Linus. Logan Tank Dable. It looked like for a second it's going to be like a halfback option or a flanker option. Big play. So that was Ethan Lance. He was coming from the left flank like a reverse, and he's running around right. Had a big wall in front of him, but then he stopped. Looked like he was going to pass, or maybe he was looking for an opening, but that gave Tank Dable time from the nose to come in and make a big tackle. So they're back to punt. And I believe that's Jeremy Knight again. Back to receive. We've got, who do we got there, Johnny? Is that Chris Flowers?
No, it's Zarius DeWalt.
Zarius DeWalt.
Yep, and you can't quite.
Tyler Williams, I think.
Tyler Williams.
Yep.
Well, another procedural problem here. Maybe ran out of time.
Let's see here. Offense, yep. So they're going to push him back 5 more yards. 6:46 is your time. And push with the penalty, the clock stops here.
All right.
Again, a beautiful night here on the north side of Milwaukee at Pat Falk Park, Pat Falk Stadium, excuse me, home of the Scarlet Knights. So they're going to attempt to punt this again. Snap, high snap, he gets it though. The punt, not a bad, oh, it's fielded on the bounce there by DeWalt. He's got some room. Oh, wow, cuts in. Great little return by Zayas DeWalt all the way to 40. And there is a flag down, so there could be a hold or a late hit. I'm not sure what they're calling here. That flag came from the other side of the field, away from the play. So a gutsy play by DeWalt fielding that on the bounce, because there were some Red Knight defenders there, but he fields it cleanly and he breaks a few tackles. They are calling holding on the black shirts, so.
That's rough.
That might be half the distance from the spot of the foul, so I'm not sure where that could be. But I think either way, it's halfway decent position for the black shirts.
.620 left in the half.
The ball's going to come all the way back to the, all right, the 37-yard, about the 37-yard line of the black shirts. So could have been worse, but. So I think that's Jimenez in the quarterback spot here. Dunlap goes to his right, trips left here, gets the snap, pass, in some trouble, he runs out of it, gets tackled though, and loss of yards like two or three there, so. No, it was Carranza, excuse me. Carranza was looking to the left, I think he was looking for Stout. But a big, big sack there. Only a one-yard loss. So it's second and 11, 5:57 and counting here. Blackshirts looking to add to a 7-6 lead if they can get something going. Penalties have really killed them in the last few segments here. Trips left. Dunlap on Carranza's right. The snap. Quick pass. He's got it to Stout. Stout's got some blocking. And Stout's going to get all the way to the 45 there. So he sets up a third and two. So 8 or 9 yard gain from Evan Stout. Third and three, they're calling it, so. And black shirts are right back on the line, so I kind of like this no-huddle formation. Trips left on the short field handoff. Short pass again. This time, that was that Tyler or is that Zayas? Tyler Williams on the first down, so. What was great about that is I thought it was going to be the same play, but instead of Stout, it was Williams in the flanker position, so I think that may have tricked the Red Knight defense a little bit. So
yeah, I think it did, Don.
So about a 6 yard gain from Williams brings the ball to the Red Knight 48 yard line, first and 10, and they're back at it. Trips left on the short side of the field. Now Williams, or no, Davis in motion, fakes Davis. Carranza's gonna keep this one. He's gonna get a decent little scamper. Nice little 5 yard gain. So Hector's got some wheels on him. Gets all the way to the Red Knight 45 yard line. 4:43 is your time remaining in the first half.
A lot of no huddle.
Yep, which I like.
Yep, keeps it moving.
Trips left again in the short field. Dunlap on Carranza's left. The snap. He's going to give it to Dunlap up the middle. Dunlap's got a nice little hole. Good shoestring tackle, but he does get about another 3 or 4 more yards there. Might have gotten more had it not been for a beautiful shoestring tackle from the Red Knights. Jonte Watt had that tackle. So third and short here, third and about two. Same formation, trips left. They give to Dunlap again. He's going to push forward. He might have it.
I think he's got it, Don.
Good pursuit by the Red Knights. So they had him by the line, but Dunlap, using that weight, pushes forward. Let's see where they mark it. It looks like, as of right now, it's fourth and inches. And
they're going for it.
They're going for it, for sure. And here's the handoff. Dunlap again. Nope. This time they got him right behind the line. He's not going anywhere. So big stand for the Red Knights. And tough call. You know, in the scrimmage, they had Ben Jimenez on short yardage lining up right under snap. And that would have been my call, Johnny.
I would have done that. You know, what the well, that one did not develop like we
Well, you know, you want to have faith in your offensive line, and yeah. But there's only so much they can do when the defense knows the play.
Right.
So the Red Knights take over on downs with 3:41 in the second quarter, and this has certainly been an exciting game for all of what's happened. We've seen great execution. We've seen our fair share of penalties. As the Scarlet Knights here kind of huddling here on the change of downs, and and it looks like, yeah, the Scarlet Knights will take a timeout. So I think this would be a good time for us to do a station identification here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network. Timeout, Red
Knights. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back to live action here at Pat Folk Stadium. The Knights take over on downs here at their 36-yard line. Twins right package, no receivers left. And it's going to be pitched to Brown. He's got nowhere to go. Big, big tackles. He does get back to line of scrimmage, maybe even gains a little there. So sniffed out nicely by the Blackshirts.
They sure are swarming to that
3:23 and counting in the second. So they're calling it second and nine. I didn't get the tackler on that, but there are quite a few black shirts that got a piece of them.
Like I was saying, they swarm to the ball good.
So Perdzak comes back from the huddle, ready to call a play. Second and nine here, 3:04 and counting. They got to be close to the delay of game penalty here if they don't get a playoff soon. Pistol formation, one receiver right, flanker motion to the left. He's going to get the ball. Tackled beautifully there with help.
Nowhere to go.
I think that was Capoletti Mahalos there.
Like Tyler
actually,
Williams.
I got Anthony Dzinski. Vinny Mahalos gets credit for the tackle. Excuse me. So. No gain, a big tackle, because you know that's the same play they scored on. Similar. So.
Well,
Perdzak comes back. Here they come from the huddle. Single receiver right on the wide side. Flankers on either side close to the line. Pistol formation. Snap. Back to pass. He's going Lord long. Me. It's way too long there, not catchable. But he was going for Kevin Barnes, the senior. And I, you know, when I saw that single left there in the formation, I was smelling a big call. So better call might have had him, but as it is, Jeremy Knight comes out to punt here with 4th and 9, 1:55. Clock stops for some reason. I don't know why. That should still be running. Oh, incomplete pass, sorry. So, nope, 1:55 left in the half. And some personnel changes going on here, or adjustments, I should say, for the Red Knights. They finally got their, looks like their left guard in. So, good snap. No pressure on the punt. Oh, someone's coming through, but no real pressure. A short punt. They're going to let it go, as they should. Well covered there by the Knights. And good field position there at the 37 of the Blackshirts. So with 1:43 left in the half, and the Blackshirts will get the ball to start the second half. Makes you wonder what Coach Wiltz has cooked up here
think we're going to see a famous two-minute drill, Don.
Well, I would think they're going to run and they're going to eat up some clock unless they can force the Red Knights to call some timeouts. It looks like they have two timeouts left. Both teams do, if I'm reading this correctly. So, let's see what we have cooked up here. We got Twins left with Stout and Williams. Kind of a double flanker right here. Nope, they're spreading out Davis right now. Single receiver. Dunlap on Carranza's right. Here comes the snap. He fakes the Dunlap under pressure. He gets a pass off. Oh, what a catch! Ben Jimenez, that was almost intercepted.
That was almost picked.
There was a Red Knight there with fire in his eyes. Trayvon Edwards, that would have been a pick six, but good job by Jimenez reeling that in for an 8-yard gain. So second and two, 1:17 is your time remaining. Hand off to Dunlap. He's got a hole. He's going to get the first, but that's about it. So the clock will stop momentarily with 1:11 left here. Give him the black shirts time to set something up here. Ball is right at the 50-yard line here. Let's see if the black shirts can get something out of this. And if nothing else, at least protect the ball. Clock now running, 1:08 and counting here. Twins left, single receiver right. Hector's looking left. Pressure, he gets it off. And it's caught! But he's down, yep. Corner overplayed it, but Tyler Williams with the catch there. And that ball's going to go all the way to the 35, 55 something. Seconds. They didn't really stop the clock here. I was kind of surprised. But Twins left, single receiver right. Hand off to Dunlap. He's got a little hole. And he's going to punch it ahead for 4 or 5. I would think they'd call a timeout here. Yep, 41.1 seconds there. And they do have one left.
I think they're getting queued up
so
for a field
on that
goal.
Last catch, I would have thought, because the chain gang hadn't even set up and the clock was still running.
Yeah, something.
So that was a little fishy. But a good chance here. Ball at just at the other side of the 30, the good side of the 30 of the Red Knights. So their best field position in quite a while, Johnny, probably since halfway through the first quarter. So there'll be a really nice Hall of Fame induction ceremony here. We've seen some of the inductees already seated. Really nice setup they have going on here, and great to see them honor their traditions.
Yeah. You know, something, my eyes must be playing tricks on me, because I thought he caught that like at the 25. Now the ball's on the 30. It's just seems a little whack. That's twice tonight.
Could be us, Johnny.
Could be us.
All that partying in our younger days.
Yeah, maybe.
While we're back, the Scarlet Knight defense comes out after the timeout. We've got single receivers on both sides. Flanker on the left. Dunlap now on Carranza's right. The snap, the pass. He's going to the sophomore, and he's got a touchdown!
Hey!
Hector Carranza to Cameron Davis. His first touchdown, almost his second. A 30-yard dime. That coverage was decent. The corner was there. Safety was back.
Boy, he looked.
Jared, I don't know if Tadioka would have thrown it that well. That was a really great spot. So
it really was.
Now they're going for two here, leading 13-6, making it a two-score game. And here's he's going to run it in. Touchdown!
Yep.
Tyler Thrill Williams gets the two.
You got it.
So with 33 seconds left, it's a 15-6. Blackshirt lead, a 9-point lead. So that was how would you describe that formation,
that was just
Johnny?
Really some great resilience there.
There was like maybe four down linemen.
There was.
I think
faked them out, man.
There sure was.
You know, the way they played that, it was like a nice setup for a pass, but he ran it in.
He sure did.
So just hit the corner.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Hey, so we're going to take a quick break here before the kickoff with the Blackshirts leading 15-6 with 33 seconds left in the first half. This is the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.